Proclamation number 4598 of 27th of March, 1949. Commandment of love, proof of truth. Content of the divine word, gospel. Only one basic law applies to the awakened one in the spirit: to believe unconditionally what is made known to him by the voice of the spirit. Then he will always stand in the truth. To the spiritually awakened person, the voice of the Spirit will only proclaim that which is in harmony with Jesus' teaching of love, which is therefore only an explanation and justification of his commandment of love, and can therefore irrevocably be regarded as God's word. For even the most profound wisdom, which surpasses the simple gospel as it is known to people in terms of content, only ever emerges from the fulfillment of the commandment of love, and again only testifies to God's love and wisdom. Thus it does not contradict his teaching. Therefore, where love is taught, the Spirit of God must be active, otherwise God's adversary would already be in the process of turning back if he imparted the same teaching to people with the aim of uniting with God. It is so clearly evident that everything which points to God must also have God as its origin, and therefore you humans need not anxiously check which forces instruct you if you accept direct instructions from the spiritual kingdom. For all forces which try to educate the human being to love are also God-bound and work in God's will. If such a teaching does not meet with human approval, if it is rejected or accepted with reluctance, then God's adversary eagerly uses the opportunity to render it ineffective by scattering doubt upon doubt into people who want to recognize God's working and therefore do not recognize the adversary's working either. The beings of darkness will always use increased strength where the light from above wants to break through. You humans must always bear this in mind and not allow God's adversary access to you through doubt. Again, only one thing can be said: that God does not hand people over to the power of the adversary who wants to reach him. For God is love, God is the father of his children, and the Father's love will never let a child come to harm which trustingly hands itself over to him and appeals for protection and grace. And this is a sure sign of the working of the Spirit in the human being, that he will also withstand the greatest temptation because he is permeated by the strength of the Spirit and can also resist the strongest onslaught which is undertaken by God's adversary against him. For the truth will prevail because God himself is the truth and his word will endure for all eternity. Amen.